This is Wade Rathman, the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Jobs requiring social skills grew 24% between 1980 and 2012, while jobs requiring repetitive tasks like garbage collecting and analytical skills that don't necessarily involve teamwork, like engineering, declined. Amazon has started legal action against more than 1,000 unidentified people that claims provided fake reviews on its website. The online retailer said in a lawsuit that its brand reputation is being tarnished by false, misleading, and inauthentic reviews. Amazon claims that 1,114 defendants it is suing peddle their false review service for as little as $5 on the website Fiverr, an online platform that offers minor tasks. In 2014, distributions from 401ks and similar individual retirement accounts came to less than $1,000 per year per person age 65 and older. However, seniors receive nearly $6,000 annually on average from traditional pensions. The Clinton Foundation has 2,200 employees in 30 countries. The Air Force has asked for $102 million in the coming fiscal year to begin replacing the President's airplane, Air Force One, and $3 billion over the next 5 years, not counting any further cost overruns. Preparing for the third Republican TV debate in Boulder, Colorado, immigrant groups and anti-fracking activists are organizing a march that they hope will draw thousands of people. Labor unions will rally in a free speech zone. There will be an original artwork and maybe an installation on white privilege, organizers said. A rehumanizing zone is being planned if people want to share personal stories of trauma or discrimination. There will even be protest clowns with wigs and red noses to offer a peaceful, out-of-the-box, Boulder-style reception. Amazon, armed with algorithms and warehouse robots, has steamrolled the competition online. Walmart's online sales came to just a sixth of Amazon's last year. Walmart.com is set to offer 10 million products by the end of the year. Impressive until you consider that a shopper will find an estimated 300 million items for sale on Amazon.com. In July, the e-commerce giant surged past Walmart in market capitalization, making headlines as the world's most valuable retailer. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.